This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The outpouring of prayers for a pro-life congressional leader continue. Louisiana Representative Steve Scalise was shot Wednesday morning by a voter outraged over recent Republican gains on Capitol Hill, along with two police officers and an aide. Some hope the incident may calm the anti-Trump, anti-GOP, anti-religion rhetoric clearly behind the attack. Speaker Paul Ryan was met with bipartisan applause in the House after saying, "An attack against one of us is an attack against all of us." Professor Priscilla Coleman examines the strength or weaknesses of studies in general. In the latest Journal of American Physicians and Surgeons, she says the studies used by abortion advocates to say abortion creates no emotional trauma have serious data and analytic problems, problems significantly missing from those studies confirming post-abortion trauma. Dr. Coleman adds, with abortion, there is no room for agenda-driven research. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you. 202-224-3121. In other headlines, a shocking new study shows that cutting contraception programs reduces teen pregnancies and abortions. This new data comes from the prestigious Journal of Health Economics. And Planned Parenthood has been caught again, this time avoiding providing essential health care for mothers, unless it is an abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.